St. Cormac's Park. In the decades following the Great Famine of the 1840s, a number of factors contributed to the serious decline of the milling industry in Ireland. The repeal of the Corn Laws meant that cheaper cereals could now be imported, particularly wheat and maize from North America. This imported grain could now be milled by highly efficient steam-powered roller mills in ports such as Dublin, Waterford, Cork and Limerick, and easily distributed throughout the country on the rapidly expanding rail network. Fortunately, the surrounding bogland of Kilcormac began to provide a source of local employment, and activity from the early 1950s, when the recently formed Bordnamona started to harvest peat there. Bordnamona mechanised peat harvesting in the middle of the 20th century, and at its peak, Borna supplied over 1 million tonnes of peat every year, helping power Ireland's industries and homes. The promise of employment drew workers and their families from all over the region, and soon additional housing was required for the new employees. One of the most esteemed town planners of the time, Frank Gibney, was employed by Bordnamona to design a new housing estate which was named Parc Naoimh Cormac, or St. Cormac's Park. Gibney had a very distinctive style of civil design, deriving from the Beaux-Arts tradition, which drew upon the principles of Classicism and referenced Gothic and Renaissance elements, but with the use of modern materials. Gibney developed a number of these housing estates around the Midlands for Bordnamona employees. His designs were notable for their curved terraces of houses enclosing generous green amenity spaces, which were cut through with radiating arterial roads and feature houses. 104 units were built on 3 acres to the south of Kilcormac, all of which included modern conveniences not yet available in local authority housing, such as turf-fired boiler cookers, hot running water, indoor toilets and baths, and a fuel store. The estate continues to be maintained to a high degree by the residents today. The development of the new community of Bordnamona workers in Parc Naoimh Cormac gave Kilcormac a new lease of life as new buildings and businesses began to spring up around the town to accommodate the renewed activity. Here are some local residents discussing life in St. Cormac's Park.
My name is Seamus Barron. I'm a former employee of Bordnamona. I came to live in Kilcormac in 1970. Where I lived before I came was nearly in the middle of a forest, but to move from that to a house, to 104 houses, was a bit of a culture shock. I remember when I got married, Colette myself moved into the house. I couldn't believe that there was so many neighbours. Coming from no neighbours, now I had over 100 neighbours. And the design of the house was such that you could see everybody at his front door. Like, it was a fantastic development, like, with the big green areas. But it gave you a sense of community straight away. It wasn't just the Frank Gibney that designed them. He didn't design the housing estate, he designed a new community. And you got that sense of straight away that you were unique. You were something. There was something happening here that you didn't realise. It was actually a new community being rebuilt.
My name is Sean Craven. I've lived most of my life in Kilcormac. Around that time, Bordnamona were beginning to develop the St. Cormac's Park of 104 houses. My parents could see the opportunity of a business, and on the morning I was born, or the day I was born, my parents opened a shop, a grocery shop, right beside St. Cormac's Park. No, it wasn't, from a business point of view, it wasn't anything new. My father already had a butcher's shop in town. My mother, Bin, was also teaching at the time, but she felt this was a good opportunity. For the following 40 years or more, then, the shop would have serviced a lot of the houses in the St. Cormac's Park. It would have been right on the edge, so we were the first port of call, and I still hear people remembering the time of going into Craven's shop. Hopefully, I'd be able to carry that on here and make sure that our community survives into the future, whatever. So.